All right, we've now been joined by our race winner of today's NASCAR Xfinity Series race, Austin Hill. Austin, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on that win. We will go ahead and open for questions. If you have questions for Austin, raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. And who would like to kick us off? Okay, we'll start in the back.
Blake Smith, WVJS Radio. Austin, a great car for the number 21 today here at Talladega. How was your mental process during that race, knowing you're out there competing against drivers, racing for the championship, you're racing for the owner's championship, but do you feel like kind of you're on your own playing field up front, competing with all those who are in the round of eight?
Not necessarily. I had just as much to lose as they did. The owner's championship pays more than the driver's championship does, so to me, it seems like the owner's championship should probably get a little more props for if you was to win that, right? So, yeah, I mean, I was viewing it as I was one of the drivers in the final eight. And that's just how I raced everyone. Raced everyone extremely hard and made a lot of big moves, but thought I'd raced everyone with a lot of respect and just did everything that we needed to do tonight with our Bennett Chevrolet to get the job done. And that was the thing right after the Roval when we had our issue and we got knocked out and all those things that happened. Going into Vegas, you know, our mindset was we're still racing for a championship. We're racing for an owner's championship, something that I wanted or want to bring to Richard Childress and everybody at RCR, ECR. And now we get to go try to do that.
How much did the energy of the pack change as the field was cut down, those involved in accidents? Does it change how you handle the driving responsibilities, how the runs come and go?
I thought it was a little easier to make it go single file like it was there at the end of the race where we were able to go single file there and we were all ripping the top. I thought that having less cars in a line just made it to where it was easier to get to that single lane. And I almost thought it was almost a little bit easier on blocking the runs that were coming because the inertia I had out back and the runs that were getting generated by the seven just never seemed to form. I mean, I could see them back there. They're dragging back. They're trying to make a run, and they'd get about half back from me, but they could never break that bubble. Now, the seven was probably riding there some, but if I know the two pretty well, you know, he's trying to get to the lead. He's trying to, you know, be the one controlling the race, and he could just never generate a run good enough to pull out a line and make it happen. So, yeah, I mean, I thought I was in a great spot with it being the way it was there at the end of the race. And then we had the green-white checkered, and that changed everything.
All right, Dustin, go ahead.
Dustin Labino-Jayski, based off your previous answer, I kind of feel like I know where you're going with this. But if you were to win the owner's title, like, how would you feel personally? Because it's kind of a unique situation.
I don't know how else to say it without making NASCAR mad, so I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I would just be excited to win the owner's championship, and it basically would just show that we should have won the drivers too. I don't know, but being in it or being out of it, whatever, we still get to go for a championship, and if I can bring that to RCR and to Richard Childress for everything he's done for me the last 4 years, that's gonna be just as good as winning a driver's championship in my perspective.
All right, Bob.
Bob Pockris, Fox Sports. What did you think when Jesse pitted there before the overtime? Did you think, and Allgaier, did you think you'd lost most of potential drafting
partners? Well, yeah, but we had our own issues going on. I was fluctuating between 0 and 3 on my fuel pressure gauge. So there wasn't fuel in the fuel pump and it sputtered on me a couple times. And so I started running on the apron right after they had pitted, and my crew chief, Chad Haney, he kind of was like, man, should we pit? Should we not? Obviously we stayed out. And then, it jumped back up when I was on the apron. I was like, well, we're just going for it here. Like we've controlled the race. We've dominated. We've done everything that we've had to do. We just got to get the job done here. And you know, I didn't know like how far back that they were and how fast they would be able to come back up through there, but I knew it was going to be tough for them. I think it did make it a little bit easier on me, but at the same time, the outside lane actually had a better group of cars lined up and formed up. They just all like decided not to work together and went middle, you know, middle top. At one point, it looked like they were four wide out back. So I knew the inside lane was going to prevail pretty good, just because when you're on the inside lane, you're not having nobody shucking you out. And it just kind of worked out for me there.
All right, Holly, go ahead.
Hey, Austin. Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. That kind of leads into what my question was. Were you surprised that nobody was making any moves, that it got as late as it did before anything happened there at the in regulation?
On the green-white checkered?
Yes. Yep. Were you surprised it took that long for anyone to do anything?
I think that it took that long for them to get their momentum back going, because once they tried to shuck out, I think it was the 45 that was on the front row with me or something, when they went to shuck him out, that stalled the middle and top lane, and the bottom lane was kind of rolling there. Well, then the bottom lane started kind of fizzling out because everyone starts moving up to the middle, and the 70 didn't really have much help out back. And I was a little surprised that it took that long. And then when I saw the wreck happen down the backstretch, I like went flat out, like just full throttle, and I'm like, surely a caution's going to come out. Well, the caution didn't come out, and I almost got too far out. I actually was at one point like two car lengths out, which is way too far. And I started dragging, you know, lifting a little bit, dragging back to the 70. And it actually worked in our favor, because I think the one car or somebody got to the outside of him coming off a four, and that kind of stalled both of them back. And the one had a pretty good run, but just not a good enough run to get to me. When I was able to throw the block, it kind of, the way the air was working the night with the rear of my car, it just kind of stalled his car out, and he wasn't able to break through the bubble. And then we were able to go come home with it. But it probably looked easy on TV maybe, but it definitely didn't feel easy inside the race car. So, you know, I got to put a lot of props on Derek Neely, my spotter. I mean, he just paints the picture so well for me, and then I just do my job inside the race car. So him and I are a pretty good team.
All right, and we'll take our final question from Chris.
ChrisKnight.com. Austin, to follow up on Holly's question, before the caution came out, it seemed like that the field was just waiting and waiting and waiting, and we saw last year that they waited too long and it didn't have enough laps to make the move. Were you surprised it was taking that long again?
I think a lot of factors played into it. Obviously, the 7 and the 2 were up there. They're both racing for the points on the driver's side to make it into the final four for the championship. So I thought that they probably wanted to pull out a line, but at the same time, their hands were kind of tied, because they're like, man, if I pull out a line and nobody goes with me, I'm going to go back to 25th. And if you think about it, I mean, finishing second or third sounds a lot better than finishing 25th. So I thought that that was maybe some of it. I think the other part of it is our car was just that good that once the wrecks and all happened and the pack kind of dwindled out a little bit, I thought it just made it that much easier for us to control the race. We were able to rip that top lane and keep the guys behind us. There was a few times that he had, you know, the 7 or even the 2, they were getting some runs on me, and I could just modulate my throttle and just keep that half car length to one car length gap. And I think that's ultimately, I kind of had them in a box. If they would have pulled out of line, I don't think that they would have had the run on me. Who's to say that they might not have? I'm not sure. But I guess I'm a little surprised that somebody that wasn't in the points, like the 19, he won last week, he's already locked into the owners, all that stuff. I'm surprised that he didn't pull out sooner, but I'm sure he didn't feel like he had enough help out back. From what my spotter Derek was telling me, you know, the guys that were in the 4th, 5th, 6th row, there were some guys in there, kind of in there, that got up there somehow, but they probably didn't have a great enough car to like push the 19 and push him to the bottom and make something happen. So I almost kind of think everybody's hands were a little tied, and that's why nobody was making a move.
And your thoughts on tomorrow and what your goal is for the Cup race?
Sweep the weekend. I have so much confidence on these super speedways. But anything can happen. I mean, the way that these races go, whether it's Xfinity or Cup, it just goes so much different. A lot of fuel saving is going to probably happen. That's not going to be no fun, but you're going to have to do some of it. But I think, you know I say that like sweep the weekend, but the way the Cup cars are and everything, if you was to play strategy right, and if Keith Rodden, my crew chief, plays the strategy right, and we're able to be inside the first two or three rows at the end of the race somehow, I think it's anybody's race at that point. The way these races unfold, I mean, if you somehow get the lead, it's like everybody stays two by two for the most part, and nobody really makes a move or makes anything happen. So I think if we're leading or something, that we have a really good shot.
All right, Austin, congratulations on your win. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.